Stateside, I'm Cynthia Canty. It's a derelict house, like so many others in Detroit, in Hamtramck. It hasn't sheltered anyone for who knows how long.
The rooms abandoned long ago. The paint, the glass, the trash, the holes. This house is strangely perfect. This once was a home to newlyweds. The floorboards held a child's first step, a Christmas dinner, a spouse's death. This house was once a home and will blossom again.
That old house in Hamtramck will literally blossom for 3 days this month when it becomes Flower House, all 15 rooms filled with fresh, colorful flowers and plants. One final hurrah for the old house before it goes on to give another gift, which we're going to find out about now as we say hello to Lisa Wadd, the florist, and this is her brainchild. Lisa, good to have you on Stateside.
Thank you so much for having me.
So you bought this poor old abandoned house to become a blank page, really, for this floral art project. Where'd this idea come from?
I trace it back to a longstanding love of Christo and Jean-Claude's work, Wrapping a Bridge in Paris. That was the first one I stumbled upon. The Gates in Paris, these really large-scale, long-term planning exhibitions that are only available to experience for a very short amount of time. And that kind of juxtaposition of long-term planning and short-term exhibition. And then I kind of just didn't really know how to love the projects and how I would express how I could replicate that until I saw images from the 2012 Dior show in a mansion in Paris where they filled these high-ceilinged walls with fresh flowers. I mean, I hear figures like a million flowers, white Phalaenopsis orchids, all blue delphinium in the other room, and I knew I had to do that.
Bingo! The brainchild was born.
Yes.
Tell me about the house.
The house, well, like in the video, it's strangely perfect. I wasn't quite certain where I would end up kind of growing this project. I went and registered for the auction at 9 a.m. On a November morning in 2014, got the addresses of any structures in Hamtramck, drove around, and when I pulled up, it's a one-way on the side of 75, pulled up, and I knew that was my house.
Why?
A little lonely. Mm. People just whoosh right by in their cars on the highway and on that one-way service drive, and I bet no one has looked at it in 15 years.
And you are going to fill all 15 rooms with flowers and plants. Do you have any idea how many?
That's a great question that I've been getting a lot this week. I need to revisit our wish list and get that. I'm joking. It's kind of like the jelly beans in the jar at the pharmacy. How many flowers are in Flower House?
So technically, what is this taking? And I'm sure you've got to have some help from other florists because this is a tremendous, tremendous challenge.
Tremendous. Our team is solidified. We have 37 designers, and we're actually filling 17 rooms now. I got bumped around a little to try to accommodate people, and now I'm doing the two exterior porches. So we've got 17 rooms and 13 designers to fill them. Plus, I think we're pushing 100 volunteers for the floral installation, and then as many volunteers to pull off the exhibition.
What are you getting in terms of reaction from people in the neighborhood? Because this house has been sitting there just festering for who knows how long.
Yes. The closest I can come to a guess of how long it's been empty is a calendar in the kitchen that's hanging up from 1999. So about 15 years it's been empty. And I've certainly met a lot of the neighbors. And, you know, they walk by and wonder why we're hauling in buckets of roses and carnations and that kind of thing. If they stick with me long enough to hear about the exhibition, which is, yes, a little strange, they love that the house is coming down. You know,
because that's the next thing. What gift is this house going to give once this three-day exhibition is over?
Yes, yes. The second part of this, after the exhibition, is the deconstruction of the house. We've partnered with Reclaim Detroit to responsibly deconstruct that house. They're going to identify and bundle up any usable materials, and those will have the Flower House address on them for purchase for use in other projects in the city.
And what are you going to do with the lot?
Good question. That is the third part of the project. And as equally exciting, I will use the land for a flower farm for my business, Pot and Box.
You have said that this project has come to mean more to you than art and flowers. How so?
Well, from that morning that I left the auction and had a new house to look in, you know, you walk in, you take the plywood off the door because there's no key, of course, to get in there anymore. And there are clothes and there's mail and, you know, there are artifacts of people living there. And not just the last residents from 15 years ago, but, you know, it's certainly evidence of people, you know, camping out there. And it's hard, it's impossible really to not give some thought to that.
Yes, I'm wondering, because as you walk through this house, you're working in it, you've come to know it now, you're planning this, but I got to imagine you spend a lot of time thinking about if these walls could talk and who's left their spirit in that structure.
Exactly. You know, usually my vessel is a vase or something mm-hmm. that's a little, well, a lot less emotional. So, you know, to be installing flowers in a room where lives were lived is certainly something.
So how can people come see Flower House?
The exhibition will be open Friday, Saturday, Sunday, October 16, 17, 18, Friday 10 to 5, and Saturday and Sunday 10 to 10. Tickets are available on the site, which is www.theflower.house. It's one of the new suffixes, so add a .com on there.
There you go. So theflower.house. Do you still need volunteers? Do you need people to help you?
Certainly. We could use a few more to fill in some gaps, and you can get a hold of us through the website.
Well, it is an exquisite idea, and I do always think of those old buildings as feeling ashamed and feeling sad. I think of them as entities, and I'm sure that this house is so happy to be able to have a proud final moment.
Yes, I've been surprised at how emotional this project is, and I can't even imagine what's in store for us next week as we spend some time with our house.
Again, the Flower House will be October 16th, 17th, and 18th. That's it, a final hurrah for the house, and then it'll come down and it'll become that lot of flower farm. Lisa Wadd, florist and owner of Pot and Box and the creator of Flower House. So good to meet you, and good luck with the project. I'm going to be down there to see it.
Wonderful. Thank you. I'll see you there.